living, baby.
Oh, you want them suits like Johan. Oh, no, you want them little hair tubbing braids like Ampine. Oh, you trying to get you a little stud like Devin Han.
Young nigga from the north side, I never been capping. Duval nigga, I'm never ducking that action. I pull up in that whip, niggas know what I be blasting. Random ass a podcast, no fuck nigga be snapping. I don't know if it's me, but I'm the realest nigga of the week. Disagree, they gon' have to come and get their ass beat. Bare beneath, put that boy 6 feet deep. I had Joe zip him up when they say that nigga deceased. And pay Deacon Amperat to go slide to the wake and preach. Thanksgiving at Devin crib, but sub is what he eat. Niggas been lame, can I get a lean ass nigga? You ain't a fan of the pot of green ass nigga. Random X, a podcast, I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast, nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing. Random X, a podcast, I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast, nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing.
All right, we back. See, I got this book in my hand. We're going to get it. We're going to get to that in a minute. It's another episode of Random Acts of Podcast. It's your boy, Ampavelli.
Mr. Jefferson.
Hey, I'm Kalani. Nice to meet y'all.
There we go.
Nice to meet you. And it's the book. The book can't talk, though, but the book is called A Memoir to Girls with Daddy Issues. Now, I'm going to admit, I have not read it yet. Because Kalani, she ain't sent me one.
Don't put me on blast like that.
But I'm good at my craft, so we're going to get a quality interview in anyway. Period. Even though neither me or Joe have not read this book. We will read the book, though. Me and Joe Period. Will support this book after this episode.
100%.
And then when we're going to jump to the future, when we do read the book, we're going to have Kalani back on.
Come on.
Okay, I know that's right.
So we double booked her already.
Hold up. And we're going to add it into the Discord.
Yeah.
So everybody on the Patreon, get your illiterate ass up and read this book.
Yeah.
Amazon.com, if I'm not mistaken, $24.95.
Yeah. Oh, you
did. Hold up. Now I did a little bit. Hold up.
You did a lot of research.
Nigga was ready. Yeah.
And of course, if you don't got the funds for the hardback, I think that's the hardback.
Right? That's the hardback, yeah.
Yeah, you hear that? This is the hardback. This is the official tissue. Of course, it's a paperback version ready.
Come on.
Go ahead and, yeah.
They did their motherfucking research.
Little something for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
This is our job.
You know what I'm saying?
We experts at this. Anyway, Kalani, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kalani. I am from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm 23 years old. I wrote a book. That's about it. I don't know. That's
Hold up now. So,
yeah. At what point? You're rushing through things.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Down,
I don't know if y'all want it. Oh, I'm a Leo. Birthday July 28th.
Okay. Let's get to know you.
Long walks on the beach. All
yeah,
that.
I love it.
Yep. Let's go.
I'm a Cancer Leo, really. I was born in July, so...
You're losing me there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know shit about astrology. I'm a Virgo. I tell people, nigga. Whoa.
Well, your birthday just came up or it passed?
It's Sunday.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Thank you kindly. Thank you kindly. Hey, we will be popping bottles in case.
I know, that's right.
In case you want to, what they say, parlay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Hey, shit, just come and have a good time. Okay. But so... At what point did you realize you wanted to be an author?
Oh, I didn't even honestly realize it until I was like halfway done with the book.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Like this happened so randomly, literally so randomly.
So tell us about the journey.
I went through a really bad breakup. Not really a breakup, like a situationship. We were together for 3 years.
Hold on. Situationship for 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on, we're about to get to it.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay.
Found out he was married.
Oh,
wife beat me up. Yeah.
Whoa.
It was horrible.
Hey, this story took.
It was horrible. It was so bad.
How old was the guy?
He was what? Now he's 27. At the time, he was probably like 26.
God damn, and the nigga married.
Yeah.
excuse me.
He ruined his life.
Listen, and it's crazy because. The person that introduced us was his wife.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like, not as like, oh, like, this is my husband. Like,
all right.
Should I get deep into the story?
I mean,
okay, so I was working at Waffle House at the time, and I took this girl's order. When I took this girl's order, I could have sworn it was only just her.
Right.
Took her order, gave her food, she left, whatever, cool. I see her come back, And I'm like, oh, shoot. I done messed these people order up. She tell me, oh, come to the car. So I'm like, hey, like, what's wrong? Is the order okay? She goes, oh, yeah, yeah, the order's fine. But my homeboy, he wants to know if he can have your number. I didn't even know anybody was in the car. I didn't even know if anybody was in the car. I thought she was by herself because I literally only seen her. So I look down in the car and I see, you know, this boy. And I'm just like, oh, okay, he's cute. Like, okay, he got my number. Cool, put his number in his phone. And that's just when everything, we just went together after that.
All right, so the homeboy was actually her husband.
Yes.
Damn, she used the wrong H word.
Yeah. Yeah, I think her brain locked up. Yeah,
listen, she about sure to be in hell.
That's another H word. Yeah, I was going to say,
there's a few H words we could throw around.
Really? Yeah, so it was just crazy.
All right, so... So you had no idea this was his wife?
No. So, okay, so then how... So then I asked him, I was like, who was that girl? He was like, oh, that's...
At what point?
Probably like a week after or 2 weeks after. Mm, okay. I was like, okay, is that your girlfriend? Or like, who is that? He's like, okay, I'm being honest with you. That's my girlfriend. But like, we make money together. Because he scammed. He's like, okay. We make money together. She does her own thing. I do my own thing. You know, that's just how it works. I'm like, okay, I guess that makes sense. Because she introduced us. And when I did go to his house, she was never there. So I was like, okay, that makes sense.
So you thought they were just in an open relationship?
I don't know what the hell I thought. I don't know. I should have ran the moment he said girlfriend. I don't know. It was too late. Like, I really liked him at that point.
Women miss all red flags.
All of it. So, I missed all of it. I'm
sorry.
I'm a bull. I just pushed right through them, you know?
We're going to cut the shit on here. Was he putting that thing on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
She ain't even hold back. Yeah. She said, yeah, he rocked it.
Yeah.
It was pretty typical. I'm assuming that's a typical scammer.
Yeah, he was.
I mean,
he was.
She an all real nigga.
And he was a Virgo, so that's why
he was a Virgo?
Hey, don't group us
together. Listen, y'all like y'all cake and to eat it too.
Y'all. Whoa. Don't, we just met. God damn it. I feel like I gotta get defensive in here.
So yeah, that's what happened. After that, I still continued to see him. Everything was good. Sometimes he'll be in, sometimes he'll be out. That's why I kind of like reference him in the book. But yeah.
Got you.
So what ended it? Of course, you said the lady put her hands on you.
Yeah.
What made her, after it was 3 years, what made her reach her breaking point where she was like, all right, let me go see her. What's going on?
That I don't know. I honestly can't answer that. But all I know is one night I got a phone call and she was like, this is Shay. Oh, should I say names?
We can bleep it out.
We'll bleep it out.
Okay, yeah. She was like, you know, this is, you know, who? This is, what's his name's wife. I just want to let you know we're married. I'm just like, married? I'm like, no, you're not. Because he never wore a ring. He don't post her. There's like no sign of her. You know, and he's young too.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just wasn't adding up. You know, like she said, because you know, some girls say, oh, that's my husband.
Right.
But not really married. Yeah. Like, look at Jocelyn Hernandez. She done went on Love and Hip Hop and said she was married for years. So it was just like, that's what I was thinking. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to come over. I'm going to see both of y'all. I want to hear this face to face. Like, I wanted, like, I can't believe
you.
Good idea.
No, but this wasn't the night, though. It was a two-night thing, right?
Okay.
So I came over.
Two-night, bro.
I'm telling you. Rumble.
I came over, really. Raw Rumble.
Yeah.
Pay-per-view event. Went over. Me and her got to talking. Yeah, me and her got to talking. We started connecting two and two. Like, he say this to her. He say this to me. Da-da-da. All that stuff. Cool. So then the next day... basically, I wasn't over. Like, I done invested my time. Like, and it still wasn't processed to me that he's married. Like, I'm still not believing it. So he called me. I was like, hey, like, can you pick me up from work? Because at the time he had to work because, you know, the government was watching into him. So I was like, oh, can you pick me up from work? I picked him up from work. Oh, and I destroyed his car. So he didn't have a car to drive, you know, to work. Usually he do.
Hold up. When did you destroy the car? Why?
I was just mad.
Damn.
I was pissed. I ripped off the side view mirrors.
Damn.
It was stupid.
You think that's why she put her hands?
No, okay, so we're going to get to that part.
Okay.
So.
Damn.
So I pick him up from work. And I pick him up from work. And as I'm asking him, because he went to go pick her up from school, right? So I'm just like, okay, like, cool. I'm asking him while we're driving, I'm like, are you married? Like, tell me now before we get into the situation. Like, are you married? He's like, I don't know. Ask her. Ask her. Like, no, do I look married? So I'm like, okay, well, we go see when we get there. Cool, we get there, we pick her up, we go to their house, we get some liquor, you know, just like smooth the tensions. And they're telling me that he's telling her he wants to do like a polygaminous, how do you say that word?
Polyamorous.
That word, relationship.
Yeah.
They thought you was a unicorn. Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't eat cat. That's not my thing. I eat dog, okay? I don't do that any type of way. I don't do that, but for some reason, I was just like, okay.
If whatever you're not comfortable with, don't do it. But usually, you don't have to have sex with the lady. Right. It's just one of them things where, like, the dude benefits it more.
Y'all get y'all time.
And let's be honest. Joe, my fault. I'm sorry. Okay. We're supposed to be interviewing you, but we're taking over. Joe, you will agree that dudes in the poly relationships, that's a rich man's sport right there.
100%.
Because usually it's like, okay, I get to sleep with both of these ladies, but I will do support you. Mm-hmm. You can't be a broke nigga in a poly relationship.
No.
At least you're not supposed to. You know some people that mess the game up.
Some people do, though. Some broke guys be in poly relationships. I'd be like, what the heck?
Yeah, that's...
They convince the girl to make the money to bring it to the household. Yeah, what's up? That's crazy.
That's pimping.
Yeah, bro, off the wire. That's not how the game is played. Yeah, that's not how it's played.
So I asked him, I was like, I hope you don't think like we're going to be, you know, doing threesomes and doing everything together. Because that's what she wanted. She felt she already missed so much time. Like, she felt excluded before because, you know, we had our own thing and she didn't want that. She said, if we're going to do this, you know, I want us to be in group messages. I want us to sleep in the bed together. I want us to go out on dates. I'm like, me and him felt like, no, like, I'm not doing that. He wanted to have his time with me, and then he wanted to have his time with her. She wasn't going for that at all. So after a while, they just kept arguing back and forth, put me in a couple shit. Like, me personally, I didn't care after a while. So I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to leave because, like, I'm drunk. I'm ready to go home. Y'all keep arguing about y'all shit. I really don't care. So I told him, walk me out. As he's walking me out, we sat outside for like 10 minutes talking about what happened in there. Because he's that person where if he feels some way, he's not going to say it. Mm. He's just going to let people assume and then just let shit boil over. And that's a bad thing to do, especially if you're trying, if that's what you're trying to do, be in a poly. You can't do that. So we're outside for 10 minutes and she comes out and she just got mad because we was out there too long. And I'm just like, how can you feel that way? But you're about to be in a situation where he's about to share his time with me and you. You can't feel that way. Right. Like, that's already messy. Like, are you sure you want to get into this? Because your actions are not portraying that, you know?
So you were cool with the poly?
I was cool with it because I wanted my own time with him. Like, it was already happening.
That nigga put that dick down. I mean, goddamn.
It was already, but see, even before that, it was already happening without me even knowing. So it was like, why sit here and fake and, oh, you know, I don't want that. No, I'm going to leave. I mean, I already did it. Now I just know. You know, now I'm aware. So
that's some real shit.
Yeah. So they start arguing, and then she asked me a question. The question was like, if he was to message you without me, are you going to text him? And I'm like, yeah. And then she just popped me in my head. And then after that, we just started fighting.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And then she broke my glasses. He had to drive me home. We went home together. And then...
Yeah, I fucked.
Yeah. We did. Okay, not too much on me.
Hey, live your life.
That's not the life I'm trying to live, though.
Yeah, you got a new lease on life.
After that, you know, he had to take my car back because he drove my car. He took my car and then he left. And then he called me. And saying, oh, I can't do this anymore. I never loved you. Don't contact me again. Oh.
Yeah.
My mom's not alive.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mom.
Mama Dukes. Hey, this is a crazy story.
Oh, my God. Shake my head.
Don't judge her. Right?
She doesn't?
Oh, my God. Hey, Mama. Life happens. You know what I'm saying? Life happens fast sometimes.
It does.
We don't even realize what we're into.
Yeah, she said it. She said, you did not tell me all that.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
So then after
I hope you still love her.
Yeah. So then after that, I wrote the book in like a month span. Because all the stuff
you used to... Oh, you was on fire after that, huh?
I was on fire. Like, literally the first day I wrote, like, the first 20 pages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Damn.
So did it start out as a journal for you? Did it start... Okay, mm-hmm. Got you. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wrote all of that on my iPhone.
So get the...
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. So without the sex involved, why did you stay with him? What was the reason?
He seemed so familiar. Like, all the things he did... Bad and good, it just felt like normal.
Were you really desperate to be in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So let's tie it into the book.
Yeah.
A memoir to girls with daddy issues. Do you think you having daddy issues is why you dealt with that guy so long?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Because majority of things he did, my dad would do.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, God,
do you have a relationship with your father today?
No.
Okay. Yeah. At what point did you, or let me ask it like this, did you ever have a relationship with your father?
On and off. Okay. On and off. Like, he just would do such mean things, like it was just too much to handle. But I would still try because my mom always tell me, like, this is your father, like, you know, just be patient with him and stuff like that. And I tried. There were some times where I knew, like, I didn't, like, even when I was younger, I knew I did not want to have a relationship with him. But I still very much try because that is my father, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And I really did want to have a relationship. I really, really did. But it's like some of the stuff he do is just so fucked up. Like, it's just crazy.
Were you putting in more of the work?
Yeah.
Being having a relationship with him?
100%. He would just not even do the bare minimum. And that's what I was used to getting from guys.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So you probably, pretty much your whole life, you probably thought that was just how all men are?
Yeah. I thought like... For you, in order to have a man, you have to deal with their shit. Like, you have to deal with them not taking you on dates, cussing you out, their mood swings, being in and out of your life. I thought that was normal. So, like, when he would do that, the guy, I'm just like, oh, that's normal. Like, he just, you know, he needs his time away from me because it's me.
Yeah. At what point did you realize that wasn't normal?
After this relationship. Oh, after I met my two best friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which are males?
No, females.
Females? Oh, you looked at their relationship and was like, okay.
I looked at their relationships and they would just tell me, like, why do you think this is normal? Like, that's not normal. Yeah. My best friend, I don't know what it is, she picked great men. Like, she has great luck picking men. Like, and she's like, you should be expecting this from a man. Like, the bare minimum from a man is getting you flowers, taking you out on dates, like, trying to make an effort to see you and make you know that he wants you. Like, that's bare minimum.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Yeah. Glad she said that, because some women now, they think the bare minimum is a dude paying their whole rent. And now I know.
Listen, that's just he's prostituting. He's trying to get something. That's just a new way of prostitution.
Baby, you asked me to pay your rent. I'm going to show you the
dough.
I'm going, shit, there's enough pussy out here in the world. And I do all right by my damn self.
I know, that's right. Or like nowadays, the bare minimum is like, I guess if a guy eats your ass, he loves you all the way. Like, guys do that to anybody.
No, not
well, not
all
anybody, guys. But you know
I do go crazy now, you know what I mean?
There's some guys that are just nasty freaks, you know, they'll do that to a girl, and a girl swears she's all special. Yeah. That's not special. He's just...
Yeah, some dudes do. Some dudes are doing that, like, on the first link.
That's what I'm saying. And then the girl thinks, oh, that's my man. Like, he did this to me. Like, he must love me.
Well, also, yeah, a lot of older dudes, especially when you get around 30, I ain't talking about me or nothing. You just, like...
Fuck it. I'm finna eat some ass tonight.
You grown. Y'all having a grown good time.
I'm not talking about me, y'all.
Nigga done built up a hankering for eating that ass.
Yeah, I'm positive. I'm very positive.
Well, shit, roof. God damn it.
I know that's right.
I done ate a duke or two. That's a crazy way to say
that. Don't ever say that again. You said
edit that out.
You said it again. You said that again. The episode over.
Edit that out. Hey, but there's a little bit of entertainment.
Yeah. So let's get into the cover of the book.
Oh.
Yeah. Is mom still in the love?
I don't know. I haven't checked it.
She probably left. I'm out.
Some things I don't need to hear.
We're going to put the book on.
But she's seen it, though. She knows the cover.
Yeah. Okay.
But we finna dive deep. You know?
All right. So on the cover, it has you. I'm assuming this is your family.
Yeah.
It has your dad on it, you see?
Scribbled out.
Got that man crossed out.
Mm-hmm. Even on X'd the back, up. Too.
Mm-hmm. Every picture.
Back,
mm-hmm.
too? Yeah, on the back.
That's crazy. I'm going to be honest. As a, like, I'm not a father, right? Okay. But if I were and I saw this,
I would throw up.
Yo, I'd be sick to my fucking stomach.
Can I say something, too? Mm-hmm. Before I wrote this book, I gave my dad a chance, like a last chance. I told him, because he swears me growing up, all that stuff that I feel about him, my mom told me. She's never speaked bad about the man, never. She's always encouraged the relationship. Even if he'll call and say, hey, I'm picking her up, she always tell me, like, hey, your dad's coming, even if he never came. She mm-hmm. always wanted him to be there, right? So all the things I saw. So around the same time, around, you know, the breakup, I told him, I said, look, I don't want you to be my father no more.
Damn.
I think it's pointless of you being in my life because you're just a trash man. Like, I just hate you. I don't want you in my life. You serve no purpose. Like, you don't have to call me your daughter. We don't have to have no ties.
Right. Mm.
He fake pumped as if he cared so, so bad. He was just like, oh, no, that hurts my feelings. You know, I can't have my first child thinking like this, this and the third. He even drove down here from Atlanta and tried to fake mend. But actually, he went to go sell my grandmother's car and took all the money. Right. Damn. And then, so I'm thinking, okay, like, he's trying to make an effort to fix it. Whole time, he just got married, and he's trying to, you know, impress that lady, make him think he's a father that can't see his child because the baby mama's holding him back. So I gave him a chance. I gave him a fair chance as an adult, and I told him my adult feelings, and he just messed it up. I haven't heard from him since October. He's never called me. He calls everybody else. He calls my sisters. He just, that was just the last straw. So that's when I really tapped into this book. That's when I was really hurt because everything just happened all at once.
So how long ago was the relationship?
With my dad?
No, with the old boy.
Oh, a year ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. October
6th.
I'm
still fresh.
Not even yeah, that bit too fresh. You.
October 6th, yes, mm-hmm. sir.
Man, she had to pinpoint that bit. But, nah, I definitely get it. Relationships, period, can be tough, whether it's friends, family, romantically. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. I will say this. I'm glad hearing that at this point, you know, you got better insight. You're starting to see things from a different perspective. Because realistically, I mean, yeah, we men and men and women do shit, right? Mm-hmm. But I think as a man, sometimes we don't think about our
actions.
Right. And the implications that they can have. Mm-hmm. But realistically, like, no woman really deserves to be treated
like that by a man.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Because at the end of the day, a man sets an example for a girl in her future relationship.
Mm-hmm. And even, I think, people around him, if y'all, you know, did have kids, if he had kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, that those, again, major implications outside of just the two of you, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And you see how it affected the other chick. So, mm-hmm. Like I say, I'm glad to see that.
I feel bad for her. I feel real bad for her.
Well, shit, if she's still there, don't feel nothing for her. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I do because, you know, I'm a woman. At the end of the day, I love women. I grew up in an all-women's household. I feel for her. She's probably, hopefully one day she wakes up, but right now she's asleep on everything he do.
Yeah, she definitely.
Well, shit, she playing willfully ignorant or willfully blind to everything.
Yeah, because what she did to you, he probably most likely doing that to her. That's why she lashed out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she took it out on me.
Yeah, she definitely getting treated worse than what you were getting treated, and he was probably putting you on a pedestal, and he was like, and she was probably like, yeah, I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, as you were writing the book, as everything was coming together, what were some of your...
I will cop that, man. Stop playing.
I'm telling you, 24.95, 19.95, yo, get your shit today.
Amazon two-day delivery.
Ain't going to be below.
Thank you. Playing.
She say, ain't no wait time. 2 days, bitch. Get it now. Hot and ready.
Yes.
So, were you getting insight from your friends, from your mother, you know, about, like, things that you should put into the book or things you possibly should take out of the book? Did anyone get a chance to proofread?
Nobody knew about the book until it was already in motion.
Okay.
Yeah. It happened out of nowhere. That's why I said, like, it literally happened out of nowhere.
Right.
I wasn't even expecting it. I feel like it was a sign from God.
I hear that.
Is there a possibility that your dad know about the book?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like he would try to sue me.
He can't.
He can't. No, I put his, no name. I put no pictures.
Yeah, and not just that. I mean, this is your life and your story. That's how Adele won her shit.
But see, he's the type of person where he has to get back. That's just him.
I hear that.
Like, if somebody gets him, he got to get them times 10.
Hey, this, I didn't even peep this. It got his face crossed out, and it say, "I hate niggas."
Oh my god!
It was supposed to look like a diary, like you know.
I was gonna ask. So who did the design for the cover?
I drew it out, and then I just sent it to the company I worked with, and then they just put everything together.
Gotcha. All right. So you know the famous quote: "Don't judge a book by its cover."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna ask Joseph, my co-host, if you've seen this book, what would you think? And be brutally honest. It's amazing artwork, though.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It is phenomenal. Like, actually, everything about your rollout for this is amazing.
Thank you.
But I will say, the instant I saw the book title,
yeah,
I say, oh, this, you know, forgive me. I said, it bit crazy. She got some issues.
Yeah. If you was to judge a book by the cover without even reading, being ignorant, willfully ignorant, not even reading the book, right, not even reading the back, not even
just seeing talking to Kalani. Cover.
Yeah, right. Just seeing the straight cover, I'd be like, yeah, she might be off a rocker.
Like, yeah, that, beware. I've heard that before.
Caution. Yeah.
And I think that plays well, though, into the title, the marketability, everything like that.
Yeah, piece of curiosity.
For sure. So one reason why I think men think like that when reading something like this, mm-hmm. you know, this is for girls with daddy issues. Typically, when we think about women that have daddy issues, at least from my perspective, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
my experiences, it is situations to where they don't have the same disciplines that you would expect from
a girl with a father.
Correct.
Yeah.
We go off the rockets. The moment we meet you, we need to feel secured.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks because it's like he doesn't deserve my trauma dumped on him. He doesn't deserve that. He's not responsible for that. So, yeah, I totally get that.
I'm going to say this. Like, yo, we are about 30 minutes into the episode. We had a little bit of time to talk before the episode.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot judge a book by its cover. You are very, like, intelligible.
Really?
I mean, from us talking thus far, you know, you articulate yourself very well. I think that you have a great understanding of what you've been through, where you're at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm actually really surprised. I will be honest to say that. But, I mean, again...
The book because it's because of the I hate niggas part. That's I heard that just kind of like throws people off. Like it's people think when they read the book, it's going to be a whole pages of me bashing guys. I don't really bash it. I don't want to say bash myself, but I kind of put blame on me accepting that behavior. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you take accountability.
Yeah, right. Accountability. Right.
That's a different outlook.
And yeah. It is. And that is huge. Because, there are people.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Because I don't blame men. I don't blame the men at all. They're doing what I'm allowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I allowed a guy to run over me, he's going to run over me. And he's going to reverse it back and run over again.
Right.
So it's like, it's not really their fault. It's my fault. I have to wake up at some point and say, you know what? I gotta deal with that trauma in order to fix my future. You know, you can't continue future with trauma all over your shoulders. That's heavy to walk through.
For sure.
And to put that on a next man that has nothing, never met you from a can of paint, that's unfair to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because now you're portraying a bad side of you to him.
Mm.
Yeah, that trauma, that's something tough to deal with. I'll tell you what.
Do you talk about, in the book, do you talk about like different, because there's different levels to daddy issues.
Mm-hmm.
So in your instance, from me talking to you, it seemed like your mom was solid. Your mom wanted a solid foundation. Your dad was just...
Shitty.
He was the one. I ain't gonna call you pop shit.
Mm-hmm. You gonna call him shitty.
You call him shitty. Hey, if you watch,
I don't know that brother.
I don't know, bro. All right, so do you know there's a different outlook where it's like the dad want to be in the life,
mm-hmm.
but the mom won't let him. Do you talk about that also, or you just talk about
I mostly talk about like the mental state mostly. Mm. I don't really talk about like in the book. I never mentioned my dad at all. I talked about how I felt mentally growing up, like how I felt alone or wanting to always need a man or trying to fill that hole. That's what I mostly talk about.
All right.
I try not to pinpoint it to one thing because I know people have different experience with daddy. You know, some girls get abused, sexually abused. The father's just not there at all. It's different levels. I just talk about it how I felt mentally, and hopefully people feel that same way mentally.
Okay. Do you have like a message that you want to tell from somebody that had absent father? Let's say there's a mother out there that's watching this episode right now that's like not even letting a baby.
She's a piece of shit. She's a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. You're robbing that man of his child, and you're definitely robbing your daughter of learning a pure example of a father and a man. You're a piece of shit straight up.
I'm fucking with you. More and more as we get deep into this interview. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, good Lord. A head on her shoulders. I'm surprised, ladies and gentlemen.
I think women like that are horrible. Really. And I feel like the man needs to fight the fullest courts and all to get his daughter back.
Right. And look, as a man, I definitely get that there are situations to where women cannot be around or deal with, you know, certain men during certain times and things like that. But I do think that it's a very tough game to
play.
Child of that kind of an existence, that kind of relationship. You know what I mean?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's so horrible. And I respect no woman like that.
Yeah, me personally, I have both my parents in my life, and I'm 34 years old. I thank God every time. I'm like, thank you, God, I had both my parents in my life.
Man, shit, my daddy was on a block list, for real. That nigga had, I only knew that he even reached out because one of my phones, I can still get the text. Mm-hmm. I lost the phone, but I still get my text, and the service is still good, everything like that. So he had text and was like, yo, I just want to hear your voice and
he's making an effort, yeah.
So I had to call him and just say, hey, man, look, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything's straight. We can go back to another 6 or 7 months, another year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not... I think in some ways I share the sentiment that you have in the sense of you your relationship doesn't benefit me kind of thing. And then when I look at Amps, you know, his upbringing, I'm like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, there are, like, as we talk about stories on the podcast, it's like, damn, there are a lot of things I might have missed out on. Now, my mom remarried when I was 10.
Okay.
And I got my stepfather, but he like my real father for me, you know what I'm saying? How he's been there and everything, but that's my pops. And in that regard, I'm very thankful, right? Mm-hmm. But even to that, there's still such a major gap. Like, me and him didn't even get close until I was probably in my 20s. And, you know what I mean? So, shit.
I felt that.
I'm going to have to...
But see, another thing, too, I wanted to touch.
Man version?
No. Hell no, nigga. Whoa. Hey, I deal with my trauma internally.
Okay, that's what I want to touch. See, the thing about my dad, too, I understand him. And that's why I feel like I gave him a lot of excuses because, you know, I think and act like him. Like, I understand, like, his trauma, like, his childhood and stuff like that. So I feel like that's why I gave him a lot of excuses because he did been through some shit. But it's like he used to hold that stuff in, and that's not good because he's taking it out on me, you know? Mm-hmm. That shit was unfair to me. And that's probably what your dad was going through. Like, he got his own shit. He's battling mentally, physically, emotionally. And... he's either taking it out on you or not portraying it right to you. And that's unfair to the child. Yeah. Man or woman, it's wrong.
Did your dad have his dad in his life?
No.
Oh, okay. He was just, yeah.
Pretty yeah. Good he's creating trauma. Generational trauma, honey.
Yeah. He got a son?
No. Just all girls.
Just all girls?
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's tough.
That's very
tough. That's tough. That's like my nightmare. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, I would love to have a girl, but goddamn, all girls? Nigga, there are things that I could not mentally, like, I don't think I know I ain't ready for it now. Yeah. If someone came to me and said, hey, we having two girls. I gotta shoot again. I'm just saying.
Till we get a boy. Son, you know what I'm but listen. Hey. When you treat women wrong, God's gonna give you your karma.
Well, shit. Let me make sure I treat every lady right.
I'm gonna be that guy. I'm about to simp. Women is not karma. That's not.
No,
karma.
I won't say that.
No, karma as in like like, oh yeah, his girl's gonna get treated bad because of the things he did.
Oh, okay.
I believe that.
That's a fucked
I had
up.
To, you know? I had to be the simper. The simp guy.
So somebody's got to do it.
So let's get back into the book. So how did you... So let's say we got somebody that's watching. They want to be an author too. For let's sure. say not necessarily say they want to make this kind of book. Just yeah. a book in general. How did you go about actually putting this into fruition?
Can I say the company's name? Yeah, I went to Writers Republic. They pretty much did everything. The only thing I did not like, what I would not recommend, is the editing part. I would outsource editing mm-hmm. for the book, but they did, like, I did the cover, like, drew it out, but they put it to life. They put it on platforms, Amazon, Walmart, all that. Uh-huh. They print out each and every book. So it's like print to order. So like gotcha. If I get two orders, they're going to print out two books. It's not no warehouse where like all my books are like stacked up.
Right.
It's print to order. They handle everything with the orders, platform wise. They did their thing.
So which process, my fault.
No, you
which
good.
Process is better? Like getting multiple books or just like printing them out like pre-order type deal?
What do you mean?
Because, so, you know, like, some companies, like, you just have a big old stack of books and you got
to... Oh, print-to-order's better.
Print-to-order's better? Yeah. Okay.
Was there any upfront cost for you?
Yes. I paid total for that book around $3,000.
Okay.
But it wasn't, like, all in one. It was payments.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that, I mean, $3,000 ain't a little bit amount of money. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And you're definitely making a great investment into yourself. Mm-hmm. Would you say that it was worth it?
Yes.
That's good. That's 8. There we go. There we go. So it goes without saying she made more than that 3 bands.
Yeah. Hopefully we got to make it yet. You know, I haven't sold that much books.
All right. Well, shit. Yeah, hey, y'all good. Hurry up, man. Go ahead and get you a 24.95. You know what I'm saying? Hard copy.
Just give me to a quick 3 bands.
You know what I mean? No. We run that thing to 10, 15. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We need something.
All right. So is it some profane language in here?
Yeah.
Like profanity.
Let me do the reading.
How do the editors do? Like, do they? Cause I'm not really familiar mm-hmm. with. Do they like? Okay, you need to take some of this out. Are they?
No,
like,
they was
real
pretty
hard?
Open. They was like, okay, you can write whatever you want. This is your book. Whatever you wanted to do, you know, we'll just help you publish it, pretty much.
Okay, so I'm noticing by like some of the novels. I mean, like some of the chapters is mm-hmm. like this is like. Princesses, like I see Princess of Sleeping Beauty, Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, so basically,
Rapunzel.
I remixed fairy tale stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Into because you know you don't always get a fairy tale ending in life. You don't always get that. Let's just be realistic, especially when you have daddy issues. You're not going to find that prince, right. Especially when you're dealing with that type of trauma. So I just remixed those stories.
Hold up, now don't cut yourself short. No.
But I'm saying like if
Cinderella,
you're not
Cinderella, you know what I'm saying.
But
Cinderella.
If you're not handling your trauma,
right.
You're not going to get that happy ending.
True indeed.
So I just basically did a twist, like on you know the princesses don't always get happy endings. Don't believe that fairy tale bullshit.
Oh. Yeah. Let me read an excerpt, man.
I feel like I lost the power. I don't got the book in my hand.
That's funny.
And then I also naked. Put some songs in the back, too, because I love music.
Hold on. Now, let me see what this flavor mm-hmm. looking like. Mm.
Put some Jill Scott. You know, that's my girl.
Damn, right out the gate. All right, so we start. I'm going to give y'all the playlist real quick. Now, is this a playlist that they should be listening, vibing to while they reading
absolutely.
The book?
Oh, no. This is when, you know, after you read the book, you're in your feelings now.
Okay.
Amplify the feelings.
Okay. Hold up. I see a long walk on here. I hear a long walk, and I'm thinking about marriage. I'm thinking like, hey, let's take a long walk. Shit, I'm trying to find my boo thing, my
really?
New thing. You know what?
Jill Scott did something different for me. She just, I don't know.
Nah.
I just really wanted to shout out Jill Scott, too.
Oh, trust. I'm with you. Jill Scott is phenomenal.
That's what? That's my girl.
What we got? We got going on
this. All right, so we got Fool's Gold.
That's the book anthem.
Boom. Number mm-hmm. one.
Who is that song by?
Jill Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Scott.
Then we got Ex-Boyfriend, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
We got A Long Walk, Jill Scott.
Mm-hmm.
My Life, Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
More Than a Woman, Angie Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Number six is I Feel Good by Barris Hammond.
Yeah, that's okay. Some reggae.
Been Away by Brent Faiyaz.
Yeah.
I can see how that plays in.
Yeah.
Yo, you got one of my favorites on here.
What?
Blessed with Wizkid and
Damian
that's Marley
my song.
Jr. Yo,
that's one of my favorites.
Hold up, no.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't want to make everything junior, sad. I wanted some happy stuff in there too.
No. Blessed
some
is
some uplifting stuff.
That's my song. On there.
I heard heard it.
The sun come out. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I cut that bit off.
I love that.
What he said, I might be
lucky, I might be, but I'm blessed.
I keep it nappy and I do what make me happy, and nobody can deny me that I'm blessed. Come on. All right, so number 9, we got thankful.
It seemed like you're missing my girl on here.
Who? Summer Walker?
Hey.
She's in there.
I ain't got to her yet, bro.
I'm disappointed. I'm like, you ain't missing my girl.
Hey, the banger's at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? So we got thankful, DJ Khaled, Lil Wayne,
yeah, that's
and Jeremiah.
My song.
Girls Love Beyonce with Drake.
Mm-hmm.
We got Connect, Drake. Professional, The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14 is Teach Me, Music Soul Child. Now that's one. Teach me.
See how to love.
Yo,
show me.
If I ever play that around a woman, she is impregnated. Which is why I make a wise decision to never
play that around.
Introduce that record. I mean, I'm gonna be at that thing deep, you know what I'm saying? So we got Karma, Summer Walker, Affection, Summer Walker. That's 14 and 15. I Bet by Ciara.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got my girl, Jasmine Sullivan. Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Yes.
She went crazy on that record. Phenomenal.
She
and
did.
That is a perfect song for this book.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Good Morning.
Gorgeous by Thank Mary you. J. Blige.
Yeah, I love that album.
I almost
what?
Said Georges. So I'm glad you stopped me. All right. So I'm finna get into a quick excerpt from the book.
Okay, before you get into book now, as I said, the editing was not that great, so not
oh,
too
don't
much
worry. Hold on now. I'm finna spice this thing up.
Okay.
Sleeping
Beauty.
Do
me right.
Page 36. Now, I promise this will be the last story I'm telling. This story is about a girl named Keisha and her not-so-fairy tale love story. Keisha was a beautiful girl, ambitious, smart, and a go-getter. Keisha grew up in an all-woman house as her father was a Rolling Stone, a man that would promise Keisha big but gave little. He was hardly ever there. And when he would show up with gifts on top of gifts, thinking that that can make up for months of disappearance. Keisha was the last child out of 6 brothers and sisters. All her siblings had their fathers in their life, leaving Keisha feeling always left out. Keisha always wanted more out of her life. She dealt with depression as she was the last child and was constantly overlooked. When Keisha would have depression episodes, she would sleep all day and night to avoid the feeling she felt. Everyone in her family thought Keisha just loved to sleep, so they called her Sleeping Beauty.
God. That's a beautiful.
Hey,
that was beautiful.
That was great.
Thank you.
I mean, yes. I like that.
Thank you.
Damn, I should get into book reading, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Did you see the flow?
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, do some voiceovers.
I got you. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
That's extra bread right there.
I'm going to be
it
like.
Is.
You did the audio book?
No, not yet.
Don't worry, I got you.
You got somebody
I'm
going
right? to be like.
We got you.
I got his number. We on.
To girls with daddy issues. By a nigga with no kid. Read by a nigga with no kids.
I think that'd be nice if a man read it. They'll actually listen.
Yeah.
Hey, that is a good point.
Yeah. Dope. I see you on the back, you say your name, Khadija.
Yeah, that's my first name. I don't use that name because he gave it to me. And I feel like he put in no work to get that name, you know, what's the word? Like, out there. Like, he don't deserve no recognition for that.
There you go.
Okay.
Kalani gave me my mom gave me Kalani.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
Gotcha.
Now, I like that on the back here, and of course, I haven't had a chance to really read in depth, but from what I am, you know, able to pick up really quick, you know, a nigga got them quick scans. I love that you do a great job of telling about yourself in such a short space. I mean, again, this is the back of the book. I'm not sure how well y'all can see this on the camera, but there's a small white block. I mean, it's pretty big for the book, you know what I mean? But there's a block to where she's, you know, just going through a little bit about herself, a little bit about the book. And then it looks like you even add some affirmations for yourself in here.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I got the power now.
So
Power to the pussy.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So, quick question about daddy issues. Do you think all women? Do you think all women are aware when they have daddy issues?
Knowing yes.
Knowing yes.
Yeah, okay. I feel like some girls really truly don't deal with it and they just brush it off and just push it to the back of their mind. And then there is some girls that are very aware of it, but they really just don't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. But I knowing yes.
What's the first step into dealing with it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still going through it.
Still going through it.
So what I would say is take a break from dating. Take a break from dating. Get to know what you like. Get to know how you like to be treated as a woman. Mm. Get to know what actually turns you on other than a man just being in your face. Mm. That's what I would say.
Do you do any, like, practice any kind of, like, self-care things? Like,
yeah, I treat myself. I get my nails done. I try to go out by myself a lot, you know, have fun by myself. I pray a lot now recently. That's about it for right now because I just moved up here, so
okay.
My routine's a little bit different.
Yeah,
before, I used to go to the beach.
Yeah, beach. Yeah, we mentioned long walks on the beach. We ain't asked you why did you move up here because you come from Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm. My mom got a job promotion. I don't want to say her job, but she got a job promotion.
Yeah, don't do all that.
Yeah. People's crazy.
But salute the moms on the new job.
Yes. She got a job promotion, and I just go everywhere she goes. That's my best friend. I love her to death. That's my first love.
That's what's up. Now, I will be honest to say, I'm scared of women that are very close with and not to say it like, you know, very close with their mother. Mm-hmm. I want that. But, you know, that are like.
Oh, yeah. She's living with us. If we together. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If that's what he's asking. Yeah.
Hey, look. Shit. I ain't even know how to respond.
That's my dog. That's like, I love her.
That can come in handy when you do have kids. You like,
yeah,
you
ain't gonna worry
about no child. Say, right.
I'd be like, hey, look.
He's on point.
Go in your grandma's room because your man's about to get it. Hey.
I mean, if she don't live with us, I want at least a back house for her.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I want her very
sure.
nearby.
For sure. Yeah. I heard that.
So with your dad not around, you feel like that made your bond with your mom a lot stronger?
Yeah, and my mom, you know, okay, this is the funny part. I didn't know that my mom used to write poetry. I didn't know that she used to want to publish a book. I didn't know that till after I made the book.
Mm-hmm.
And she always wanted me. Like, she always prayed for me. She was happy that I came into her life because she had her own situation with her mom. So I was kind of like her blessing. So I don't, even if he was in the life, I felt we still would have had a very close bond.
That's amazing. Yeah. Now, one thing I will say, and I hope I did not lose my train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, ladies, men, take some time. Get to know your parents. Get to know your grandparents. Because oftentimes it is situations like that to where... get to know your parents, your grandparents, and you know, I mean, cousins, everybody, right? Because it oftentimes happens to where it's like, hey, I didn't know that you had these aspirations until after...
You start chasing your own.
Right, right.
And then it just comes, like, connects, like, it's crazy.
And there are times to where that is more beneficial than having that knowledge. Mm-hmm. But I think for many of us, like for myself, my grandparents are, my grandfather just turned 81.
Oh, wow.
And
blessings to him.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm about to drop some knowledge on you, man.
Okay.
University of Florida just, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them boys. Just did an interview on my grandparents, right?
Oh, wow.
And amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And it phenomenal. When I got sent the video, I couldn't, you know what I mean? Like, I talk very highly of them because I know what they've done in Pensacola, where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And I talk about them on the podcast and such, right? But after watching the interview, there was so much about my grandfather that I just did not know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I encourage everyone just to, you know, ask those prompting questions because not only do you find that you might have very,
a lot in common.
Very mutual interests, you know what I mean, and things like that, but some of their experiences can oftentimes help you to deal with some of the trauma or some of the confusion that you face in your life. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's dope.
I think that you saying that, you know, your mom had issues or not issues, rather, something going on with her mom gave you a little insight on how to deal with things with your father, mm-hmm. or at least internalize them for yourself.
Yeah, so, it definitely did. It definitely did.
Yeah. That's what's up. Salute to y'all relationship for sure.
Thank you.
You're going to have to, hey, mama, I hope you know how to play spades or something. God damn. You going to be in the crib?
But she's married to herself. She's probably just going to be in her room chilling.
That's dope. Yeah, that's dope. Nothing like a mother's love. So
for real. For real. Yeah.
Nothing like a mother's love. That's the love of my life.
Straight up, I feel like dear mama should just come in right here.
How do you feel about people, because you did say he was doing a little toxic stuff. How do you feel about people like tying like women with daddy issues or like toxic behavior?
I mean, I understand it because we be doing the most. We do be doing the most. I think it's we taking everything out on them. Mm-hmm. And it's not their fault. So yeah, we do be doing the most. Some of the things
men
I did.
Do it too.
Yeah, men do it too. Some of the things I was doing, I was like, damn, I'm doing the most. Like, that's a lot. Like, not saying he didn't deserve it, but he didn't deserve it. Like, it was mad extra.
You
like,
broke that nigga his rearview mirror. How the fuck that nigga gonna back up?
Who cares?
Oh, hey.
Figure it out.
Damn.
Look behind you.
As the podcast goes, I respect that. Yeah. If you would have told me that outside of these walls, I would have been like, damn, you crazy.
Yeah, I know me personally with my dating life, usually, to be honest, most of the women that I've dealt with that done like toxic, bad stuff, like tore my stuff up, gave me all kind of trouble, did have issues with their father. I try not to judge. I give everybody a benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. But I notice, like, anytime something crazy happens, like,
because we just mad at all men. Like, it sucks because I don't want to be, I'm a lover. Like, I love men. Like, I do. I don't want to be mad at all men, but it's like the moment they do something that I felt like they shouldn't have done, I just snap. And I think of like how my dad did this, so now I have to make you pay because you think you're playing in my face. Mm-hmm. And I don't want any other man to play in my face. You know?
I get that. I think that one thing for me that I often find tough dealing with women that have daddy issues is there's a fear of nothing's ever enough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I could give you the world, but you're still missing something. You're still trying to fill a void. And what I've experienced is, in relationships that I've been in with women that, had issues with their fathers, there's a higher sex drive. You know what I mean? And I think that, thankfully I can say that I don't feel like I've ever been in a situation to where I got played because of that, right? But there's that fear that, hey, if I have to go away for a month, are you able to cope by yourself? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, are you able to deal with time alone? Mm-hmm. Because I've noticed that there are women that
can't do it.
They can't. They can't at all. They will, as soon as one relationship ends, they start another one. Or they are feeling every minute of their single time with as many men or things
that's
like
horrible.
That. Yeah, it could be that to me is very toxic behavior. Mm-hmm. And it's not. I don't look at it and say, oh, it's toxic to someone else, because realistically, fuck whoever else, right?
Yeah.
But it hurts you. It hurts the person in the process.
And so. I feel like you shouldn't be trying to fill that void. That void is not for that man to fill.
Exactly.
You should be trying to fill that void by yourself. You know, if your father doesn't want to be in your life, don't try to make anybody else fill that void. That's not their job. That's not their responsibility. That's not their place. You should have accepted what happened and move on.
Right.
Don't try to find somebody to fill that void, because the hole is never going to fit. That they're never going to fit that hole. It's never going to be the right piece. Never.
You ain't lying.
Made perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask this: what is next in your plan? How long has the book been out now?
October 6th is a year. Oh, well, okay. Not October 6th. November. November's gonna be a year.
Okay.
Yeah, I just tie everything to November because that's when I just started.
Yeah, I was going through everything. October 6th is when that relationship.
Yeah. I just tie everything to that because
you was Drake with the BlackBerry.
But I would say like around November. I would say around November, December. It's about to be a year.
Okay, and so what's next? Are you already planning on writing more?
No, that's my last.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm so serious. I just said what I needed to say and called it a day.
Damn. All right, so let me ask you this. Like, what are some big aspirations for you? Like, what are some things you want to accomplish in your life?
I would love to host, like, a women's foundation. Basically, teaching young girls that don't have a father in their home, keep them busy, keep them distracted, teach them how to be women, teach them that, you know, a man's great, you know, he's a nice add-on, but you don't need it. You can do stuff for yourself. You can spend time by yourself. You can do a whole plethora of things by yourself. That hole doesn't need to be filled right then and there.
Right, right.
You know, and when it's the days that it's not filled or the months that it's not filled, learn how to handle yourself on your own and your feelings on your own.
I didn't like how you first worded it, but yo, everything you said after that made up, and I was like, that's perfect.
No, yeah.
But I just say, I think that we hear too often the whole, you don't need a man.
Oh, no, I need a man.
All right. I was going to say, hey, because I show.
I need a man. I want a man. Like,
I think people are meant to be together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of
like,
course.
For sure. For sure.
No, I want a man, but I don't need one.
Right.
I mean, I do need one, but, it doesn't
you
have to
be. You don't live like you need. Yeah, I don't want to live. You don't have to live
I don't,
like that.
You know, yeah.
All right. So any fellas that's watching, hashtag fellas. That want to hop in the DMs. No?
All right. Hey, she said, my DMs are closed.
Never mind.
But what do you look for in a man? Fuck it.
I just want somebody sweet. I'm going to say the most basic answers. Sure. Sweet, catering. I want him to have a little thug in him. Not too much thug. Like, I want to be very street smart, very
educated. Oh, I
educated.
Thought you wanted some thrill, some adventure. I was going to say,
I mean,
the inside
bit.
Ain't fun.
Just a little bit. I want him smart. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out, but that's like the basics.
Okay.
Yeah.
But after the relationship with dude, did you like hop on any dating?
Oh, hell no. I've been celibate for a year. Like, okay, I don't even want to sleep with nobody. I don't want to mess with nobody.
Round of applause for that.
I mean, that take a hell of a lot of discipline. Shit.
It does. Hey,
you beat
does.
Me. You beat damn.
It does, but it just after that, because majority of the time too, sex was time that's in a lot of the times.
Right.
So
right,
it's just like, I can't let that be the top focus. I can't let that be a man's only offer. You know, I had to put that down to the bottom because sex is great, but you know, having stability, somebody that loves you, somebody that's there, that's way better.
Right, right.
Yeah. I agree with that. That's
Thank you.
100%. Like I said, hey, your wife.
Your wife. I got to remind y'all every 20 minutes, make sure y'all buy
that
book.
That's right.
Make
sure y'all Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble.
I mean, we just going to be flashing the fucking link everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you, one of the women that's like really, really popping right now.
Oh, I know who you about to say.
Uh-oh.
Who?
Sukiana.
Yeah, Suki.
Oh, my God.
How you feel about Suki? Because everybody tied the whole daddy issue things with her. Could they be like...
Does she?
I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. Clearly. That bitch needs too much attention.
Yeah, because it's like... Because they know they put daddy issues with needing and seeking male validation.
And especially with black women, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
How you feel about Suki?
Oh, Suki's a very pretty girl. I just want to say that. Very beautiful. Very, when she dresses up real nice. But I just hate what she be doing. Like, just the lyrics. Like, I mean, Sexy Red is pretty much up there, but like, I feel like I'd be a thug with Sexy Red. Suki Hana, like, she was saying, I'm going to vomit on your dick and eat it up, or I'm going to eat your ass.
She
and it's like,
actually did that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I said that.
She said she wanted to fuck Joe Biden. And see, I like Sexy Red. Sexy Red is like actually, actually a talented rapper.
Right, right. She has an angle when she's making songs.
Yeah.
It's not, let me just sell sex.
Yeah, exactly. Suki's just like completely just shocked.
And my
value.
Thing is, all that shock value, and she went nowhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's like everybody around her blew up. Summer blew up. Sexy Red blew up.
Hold up. Summer Walker. She was around Suki.
Yeah, they're friends.
Yeah, they all friends.
Man, keep them far away from each other.
My thing is, you do all that still, and you do all that still, and you're still in the same place.
It's like a thorn, because you notice, like, for example, like, it's blaring the talent. The levels of talent, because they dropped that Hood Rat song,
and nobody went nowhere.
Yeah, it's because how bad Suki is.
Yeah.
Like, she's so terrible at rapping.
Yep.
It's not even a rap, it's just everything you're saying. Like, it's just wild, and it makes no sense whatsoever. Like, I'm not about to be singing that in a club.
I don't do that. Yeah, I mean, I'd be damned if I let a chick sing that whole eating a nigga ass shit
like,
in my face.
That's crazy. Like, don't get me wrong, it was funny at first. But then it's like, I'm not about to play that in my car driving down the street. Right. Like, you're not about to hear that blasted through my speakers. No, yeah, she I hate to say this. She does make black women look bad. She do.
Yeah, she was like, she was wild on the MTV Awards the other day.
That was crazy. Like, on the floor, like, okay, you could have bent over, do your thing, whatever, but getting on the floor. She shouldn't
have even done that. I mean, you got to have some kind of social decorum.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I understand that's your whole persona, but, like,
cut that shit
events,
off
yeah, events like that, you want people to take you serious so that they actually look at you. Nobody looked at her.
Right.
Yeah.
She literally, she was in a private red carpet room. She wasn't even on the main one.
That's why she had to do all of that, because she knew that it would go viral. She knew people would be talking about it. And, I mean, that's how they keeping their relevance. Like, when she was out in England and walking past
around.
Them.
Yeah. And my folks, like, nobody wants to hear that. Like, you're in England. Like, they're very preserved and quiet over there. Like, why did you go out there and do that? Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like she's a very beautiful girl. She has potential because, you know, people already do look at her, but she just needs to do better. She got kids. She got three kids.
Yeah, she got a ton.
She got three.
My God.
She be the.
Nah, she wildin'.
She's wildin'. And some, I think two are girls.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's
get
crazy.
DCF involved. Yeah.
I don't think it's DCF all over. I think it's a DCF in Duval.
Man, Department of Children
Child
and Families.
Child Protective Services.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. I only ask because, you know, Suki pretty much say she does what she does because of her father not being alive. So that's the only reason I brought it
that's
up.
That's a crazy excuse.
That?
Yeah, she said
that's
that
before. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That makes me look horrible. That's why people like laugh at my book when they.
That's why I brought it up.
That's horrible.
Yeah, because she flat out say it because she say she have a father in her life. She ain't have a, niggas around that was protecting her and all that. So that's why she does what she
did.
Yeah.
That explains why people like be shocked when I say like my book name.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
You remember that Tierra? I'm asking Joe because we way older. You know Tierra Maria is?
Yeah,
the singer.
Yeah, the one that was on Love and Hip Hop, the porn video.
Yeah, yeah. Were you familiar with her music?
She had a porn video.
Yeah, she did.
What? 50 Cent?
Yeah, 50 Cent leaked it.
Yeah. Oh no, it wasn't what 50 Cent. It was what some other guy. Right?
Yeah, it wasn't with 50 Cent, okay. But like 50 Cent leaked it.
She wasn't fucking. She was sucking dick.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was being with.
I mean, I still want to see her talents.
Yeah, like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
She skip shit like that.
She had a song I just randomly remember. It's called. She was like, I ain't have a daddy around, and she had like people dancing in the video.
That's the chick that was singing Bad, right?
Bad.
No.
On Wale shit. On Wale shit.
I don't think that was her.
No, that wasn't.
Who the fuck is Tierra Marie?
Tierra Marie, she's been signing a Rockefeller Records.
She was coming up when Rihanna was coming up, but she flopped because Rihanna took over.
Right. Who sang on Bad?
It's Bad? A Tierra. But
Tierra Thomas.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so fine. God.
Yeah, I'm talking about Tierra Marie.
I don't know who that is.
Well, never mind. Well, I should have been asking you. I cut you out, D-Quay. I should have been asking you.
I never heard that song.
Yeah, she has. Because I was a big Rockefeller Records, so if you was on Rockefeller Records, I was listening to your shit. Yeah, she was kind of, she was a little popping. She had a song called I Ain't Had No Daddy Around or whatever.
Oh, hell no. See, shit like that makes it bad for girls like me.
Yeah.
It makes it bad. Like, come on now.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like you can spot when somebody is having, you know, is going through some daddy issues kind of thing in other women?
Yes, and I'm saying again, no, because some people handle it different. Some girls will treat men bad, and I'm just like, okay, period. Like, I'm on that. But that's their defense mechanism.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm not on it, but no, I wish I could be like that because I'm a lover. But it's just like, but that's their defense mechanism, you know? I could tell when a girl's putting up with certain shit because she ain't never had it, you know?
I hear that.
Yeah, you could definitely tell. Like, I was talking to my uncle, and when I told him I was writing the book, my uncle's a hoe. I love my uncle, but he's a hoe. I was talking to him.
What kind of hoe? A man hoe?
A man hoe, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He loves him some coochie.
You love
he do.
Woof, woof, woof. Uncle's talking a real nigga to me.
He's on the bed. Gotta give him one more.
He loves him some coochie, but when I told him I was writing the book, he goes, you know, I'm so glad you said that because I deal with a lot of girls and they swear their daddy issues don't portray, like, it don't show to me, but I could tell from a mile away. And I was like, damn, that's bad.
For real.
And I wrote that in the book. I was like, you know, we think we're hiding it, but men see it the moment they walk up to us.
That's true indeed.
We don't even got to say nothing. They see we need them more than they need us.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. But I think that, you know, I think everybody has that mindset, men too, in the mm-hmm. sense of you can't see my flaws kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it is, yo, people see your flaws.
Yeah.
We choose to accept them kind of thing.
Or run over them, or, you know, abuse them.
True indeed. Different sides, you know what I mean, of the quarter.
Yeah.
I think for men it's easier to kind of put up with some things like that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah. Because y'all get away.
All right.
Y'all could do y'all shit and get away and come home to some coochie. All
right. Yeah.
Come home to a fresh cooked meal. Yeah. She's happy because she's just there.
It could be that.
That's a past life. We don't live that.
You know what I'm saying? We family, man. At least not.
I gave that life up in my 20s.
I know, that's right.
Yeah. All right. So have you got any like testimonies yet from like any women that read the book?
Yeah.
What's some good feedback you got?
Some people cried. I was really shocked. I didn't think it was that serious. Oh, wow. Some people was like, oh my God, like I only thought I felt this way. Some girls, they really loved the fairy tale aspect. They was able to relate to at least one of the stories, which I thought was crazy because only one of the stories related to me. The rest just came off the dome. Gotcha. So, yeah, that blew me away. I had some girls tell me, like, this is crazy. Like, when I had a book sign in, random girl, never met her. Just one of the people coming into Barnes & Nobles. She dumped her whole trauma on me. I was like, I said, girl, I hope you know I'm not a therapist. I'm just here to give you the book and just
straight up.
Whatever you go with that. She was just like, yeah, like this meant a lot. Like me and my dad just went through something. Like this is a sign. I'm like, that's dope. Like that's dope. Because I always thought growing up, I thought it was just me. I thought my father was just the only person like this and I was the only person going through this. So it felt really good to hear like I'm not going crazy. Like this is a real issue in a community of women.
That's dope. That's dope. See, the streets need you. That's why you need to do another book.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't
you
know
trying to
retire?
Why are you trying to do the Jay-Z? I'm done at one. Nah, you got to keep
done
going.
Done at one.
Come on now. Nah. You got done more to talk about.
I don't think
it's
so.
More to life.
No, I'm other besides this, I'm a very happy person. I love life. I'm chilling. Like, that was just, I felt like the only thing holding me back. Like, I constantly felt like I needed a man or wanted love or looking for love. I felt like that held me back a lot. So, me able to get that off my chest, that's all I had to say. That's all I had to say. I'm pretty much otherwise happy in life.
I was a book signer.
Oh, it was good. It was really good.
How did that come about? That's major.
It's pretty easy, though. I thought it was going to be
Don't do that. Yeah.
No, bro. Thank you.
Talk that shit.
Come on, man.
It is major. I honestly thought that was going to be harder than what I expected. Basically, if you work with Writers Republic, they have a program that's returnable. Like, bookstores can order your books, set them up for the book sign-ins, and then the books that don't sell, they just send it back to the warehouse. Mm. So
free game.
Yeah, so free game. That's how I was able to get a book signed. You could literally call Barnes & Nobles and be like, hey, I'm a upcoming... They have new author programs with Barnes & Nobles. And you say, hey, like, I'm a new author. Can I set up a book sign-in? It's easy as, like, 1, 2, 3. Like, they'll be like, okay, let's set up a date. Is your book returnable? Yes. Okay, we're going to order the books. This is when you come. You have 2 hours. They give you a table. They have your book set up. I do the extra. You know, I get my nice decorated stuff. And it's you got the book signing.
How was the turnout?
It was okay. It wasn't no major thing. It was. I was pretty happy with that. I was shocked people bought books. I was shocked that people even stopped to like listen to me and picked up the book. I was really shocked.
Yeah, the fact that people even pulled up and gave you their story that actually read the book.
And some people too was just random people just coming into Barnes and Nobles.
Got
I thought
there.
That was so
free
dope.
Promo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's amazing.
I thought that was really, really dope. I didn't think nobody in Barnes & Nobles would care. I thought they would just walk on by, and I thought the people that I invited or people that seen the post would just come.
Yeah.
So that was dope.
I had seen a video of you, because I do my research. Mm-hmm. It was, I think it was like you had a couple of white ladies pull up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They were older, too.
they were like, what's this about?
Yeah. They seen the I Hate Niggas. They're like, me too.
Now, this is a book I can support.
No, it's funny because she actually asked me. She goes, what's this? And I'm just like, oh, you know, I hate niggas. Yeah, I think she really wanted to say it.
Yeah, I was like.
Of course.
You remember what your grandma used to say?
Yeah.
You should have been it. Like, you want the N-word pass.
No, you cannot have it.
Right.
Like, hey, by five, you can
straight up. You can whisper it in this. Yeah. Year, you know what I'm saying?
It could be between us.
That's crazy. Man, so salute. That's dope.
Yeah, thank I mean, you. Again, I wanna salute you for the design work. Shit.
Thank you.
The fact that you went through something, You processed it, took the time to fully write a book about it.
He's so funny.
Fully write your experiences. Now you're encouraging others to help themselves. That's huge.
Thank you. Thank you.
Indeed.
So, Kalani, this is now, amazing. I never met you. I'm proud of you, though.
For sure. 100%. I mean, beyond, we through the roof. But period. I was going to say, once we get our copies, $24.95, Amazon.com, 2-day delivery. We're going to have you come back and sign them.
Oh, I know, that's right. I have some souvenirs. You see the pen? It says I'm toxic. I have daddy issues.
Oh, I can't wear that. But dope. I mean, I would definitely support it.
Listen, you give it to somebody. She's going to be like, what's this for?
My dad would be offended if I had that pen. Psh,
what?
Oh, wait. He's going to be like, first of all, why are you even wearing that?
My boss will be like, you all right?
You're going to call me a word we can't say on here.
Really?
It start with an L.
you know, you do the adding up.
Yeah. But that's a nice pen, though.
Thank you. Yeah. I was really trying to get the market side. I really wanted the book to pop out because, like, I wanted the marketing to be great. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted, like, girls to, like, the wow factor. That's what I wanted. Right. I wanted people like, wow, like, what's this? Okay, I got to buy it. And then they so happen to read it and love it.
I think you nailed it with the cover. I think you nailed it with the cover. I think the way that you premise the book around fairy tales is genius.
Thank you.
I think that's a really, really dope concept. And shit, you're not done. We still got a long way to go with this book.
I know. So. We're trying to get on the Steve Harvey show. That's the goal. I would love to sit down and have a conversation with him.
Okay.
Because, you know, he wrote the book, How to Be a Man. Or...
Yeah. My grandmother bought me that shit and was like... I forget what the book was called. She was like, I want you to read this. I took that shit and sat it on my bookshelf.
And never read it.
What? That's that funny. Thing still got dust. I mean.
Prehistoric dust.
Listen, but I read some parts of that book. That's a knowledgeable book for women.
I was going to say for women.
Yeah, for women.
I ain't read the book.
What the hell my grandmother was
thinking. I saw both the movies. The movies are really good.
I don't think it's Think Like a Man. I think it's...
Think Like a Man. No, it's Think Like a Man.
I think he wrote another one that followed it. But
Cater
it didn't
to
get,
Men?
I think okay. so.
Which one is the one with the 60-day rule where women shouldn't sleep with a man for 60
days? Oh, yeah.
Days?
I think it's called 60-day rule.
60-day rule?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't got that. I know it's a blue cover.
Buy you that.
Man, fuck no. I'd be like, yo, what's up with you, Grandma? Yeah, what you trying to
hey,
insinuate?
Hey, not too much. You got to wait just a little bit.
Nah, my grandmother, she know her boy now. You know what I'm saying? She know
I mean, I'm okay as long as they get an STD test.
Wait just a little bit. Hey, this episode over. This has been another episode of Real. You can't even promote your stuff. This episode over. I'm just honest.
My grandmother bought me a book like that. I'm disowning the family. Change my name.
Really? Who do you think I am?
Like, hey, seriously.
That's funny.
Called the whole family in the living room.
Like. We're having a family meeting. What? Grandma just saw over. Steve Harvey and Man, and she said, okay, this for my baby.
Yeah, I ain't never cracked the cover.
Yeah. At least she looked out for it. Did she give your brothers any of the books? She looked out for you.
My grandmother loved me.
She loved you more.
You want to say it?
You're number one.
She'll say it.
They're already beefing at the house about it.
Yeah, I wish I was. I think I'm like number two or three on my grandma's power.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, on the power ranking.
Yeah. My grandma, she loved my brother. That's her number one. That's her.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she loved him to death.
Did she let you know that?
Obvious.
Oh, you
like,
just tell.
She probably telling him, but not him. First, you know what I'm saying? Like,
first of all, they look alike.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They look alike and they act alike.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
They real like bossy and like
yeah. So they get each other.
Yeah, they get each other. They be butting heads a lot. Yeah, I know for a fact she love him more than me. So I'm about two or three. I think my sister might be two. Then I might be three. I'm not really sure. I should go over her house.
How many
tomorrow
siblings you got?
I got three. But she got like a bunch of grandkids also.
Oh, okay.
But we the only ones that actually like live in Jacksonville with her because my family live all over.
Mm-hmm.
But like we the three grandkids that actually live in the same city as her
and actually visit her and
yeah, because none of our other family live here. It's just pretty much just my three siblings, my grandma that live here in Jacksonville.
Okay.
So it's like we have to be close.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Dang, not the rankings.
Yeah, hey, that shit gets serious.
So it's just like, we just happen to live in the same city, so of course we're going to be higher than the other ones.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, we.
Yeah.
My grandmother, she done told me. She ain't never shy.
She told you?
What?
Oh, my God.
You know you my favorite now.
Oh, my God.
I love you.
She ain't care.
It ain't that. I think that, so, like, I have a very, like, outgoing personality, and in a lot of ways, we do resonate well with each other.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother has done everything under the sun.
Okay.
Never went to college. She was a model. She worked for the bank for, like, years and years and years. She's, my grandmother has done everything and been extremely successful at everything she's ever tried, right?
So...
For me, she sees my aspirations, and I think it speaks to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you and him. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Myself and me.
Oh, wow. That's dope. I think I'm like my grandma's, like, last. I don't have any siblings, but I got my aunt and my mom. My grandma hates me. Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, she loves me, but she can't stand me. I be pushing her buttons.
All right. You asking for it. Yeah.
Because, though, she's one of those people where she'll say something really mean and expect you to just not say nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like, hold on, I got to tell you about yourself just real quick. Just real nice and humble.
I don't know. Sometimes you got to let the grandmas get you up out of here.
They do. They get you right every fucking time.
What? Like, she be eating me up. I be like, hold up. Like, don't come for me real quick.
Yeah. I started working for myself, right? Mm-hmm. I had left my job, and I'm like, all right, I'm about to do this, right? My grandmother called me a little while, like probably like 3 months in, and she was like, what's up? What is your money looking like? I was like, Grandmama, you ain't my girl. She was like, well, I'm going to tell you like this. If you ain't making X amount a week, you ain't making no money. Man, that was the harshest comment. She ain't never been that real with me. I say, I ain't making no money. Nigga had to step my fucking game up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, she motivated you. That's 100%, good. 100%. She just said it in a real mean way.
Hey, she was straightforward.
She called you with the bullshit. She said, hold up. Something ain't right.
Hey, yo, you ain't making no money over
now
there.
Now, I'm thinking about it. So when I quit my job to do this full time,
mm-hmm.
I had a different conversation with my grandma. She pretty much like, she proud of me.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm glad that you did this, because it's like you don't want to be like around my grandma's 82, but like, you don't want to be older wishing you ain't do this. Like, it's good that you take the risk now that you're young, figure it out.
Right.
And I was like, and I just heard what Joe said. I was like, it was dope what my grandma said, but sometimes I need that realness.
Yeah.
Like,
and I mean, I'm gonna be like, my grandmother has definitely been one of my biggest advocates for everything. Like, mm-hmm. we did music.
She just wanted to make sure he was good.
Yeah. And she told it so at 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight. No. I'm just saying, like, straight up and down.
She was like,
I forget what time it was, but it was definitely one of those times to where I wasn't expecting to have that conversation.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, she just was like, yeah, you ain't making no money, bro.
And she called straight away. That was the first thing she said?
Yeah,
that
she
was
called
on her mind.
And was like, yo, how, what is your money looking like?
That was on her mind. She just had to tell you that real quick.
Because I was making really good money at the job, but I had got injured and whatnot. And they told me flat out, like, yo, you go to the doctor, you fired, right? So I was like, fuck these niggas. I can do bad for myself. She was like, yo, look, you might want to keep this same mindset, because if you ain't here, you ain't making shit, boy.
Yeah. She just was looking out.
Straight up. I love her to this day. For that and much more, of course. But
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that put that fire on.
Yeah, that's some good motivation right there.
Straight up.
Especially if you call you out the blue and just hit you with that.
At first, I was a little tight. You know what I'm saying? I was like, hold up. Grandma, you way in Pensacola. You can't be pocket watching.
Really? And
she was like, hey,
that was on her
you.
Mind. That was on her mind for at least a good week.
For real. Like, shit, maybe a month. She ain't hold back.
She went in. That was a long conversation.
Nah, I had to cut that shit short. I was like, I could only take so much. I'd be depressed in a minute.
Listen, she's going in on you. Oh, my God.
I was like, I respect what you're saying now, but.
Chillax. Let's, you know, have a little filter. Just a little bit.
Come on. Here he go.
All right, Kalani. I like to troll Joe. I like to do awkward silence here and there and just look at Joe.
It burns
me. I like to troll. So we're going to wrap it up. I had a ton of fun doing this. Like I said, me and Joe, we're going to read this book. We're going to stamp it.
For
y'all
sure.
See it.
Period.
A memoir to the girls with daddy issues. Cop that.
Period.
Straight it's going to be linked down below. Stop playing. Support this.
Yeah.
Go ahead and promote all your stuff.
It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart. You can follow me on Instagram, Kalani's Glam Spot. And that's it. That's all I have is Instagram. I got to get Facebook and all that stuff.
Oh, I thought you was about to drop some bars or something on them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no. Oh. I can't think that quick. Oh, yeah.
Get Facebook. That's where all the support is at.
I know. I got to give me a Facebook.
He be playing on IG.
I know. And TikTok, too. But I can't be doing all them dances. Mm-mm.
Go ahead and...
Renegade.
Nah, that renegade shit, boy. That's like breaking the fucking Rubik's cube.
Really? Dance on TikTok. We got a successful TikTok. We just post clips from the show on it.
Really? Oh yeah, well, yeah. You have that. I have to like actually put in work.
Oh yeah.
You get daily content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll shut up.
And then y'all put the words underneath the little video. Everybody love those.
You figured the cheat code.
Yeah. That's
the
definitely
zoom in
a big
and the
hack.
Words underneath the video, that's the best combo.
I'm telling you.
I invented that. I'm just playing.
He did it first, not Soulja Boy.
Right.
But, hey, it's been another episode of Randomizer Podcast. We appreciate Kalani.
Thank you for having me.
We definitely going to do a part two.
For sure. So when we come back, man, I'm hoping that everybody's had a chance to read it. And when y'all are listening in, y'all can build your insight. You can send us your reviews. That's mail@reopodcast.com. Sign up for the Patreon as well. Patreon.com/reopodcast. Join our Discord while you're at it. And if you're not already, tap into the YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, and then share that shit.
Yep.
Period.
And Talladega Nights, you still banned from the Discord. With all that said, we out.
Bye.